City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
Oh, Neil.
With the hottest exclusive.
Oh, Neil.
Boom, when I split ya. Fire bungus. Do it for the middies who can handle mad steep bill. This is what happens when you swim with piranhas. AKA, I want it all. Mix the China with the power. High school nerd then. But man, I love karma. Dala Nidalella and Zava de Mama.
Baddest.
They call it Year of the Female MC, and I think this song is testament to that, man. This is AKA featuring Gigi LaMaine is up in there. There's Muzli is up in there. There's Rugis up in there. Who else is in there?
Fifi Cooper.
Fifi Cooper is also in there. Speaking of Rouge, yes. Rouge is with us in the studio as we speak. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Why'd you call me back here, man?
Listen, the first thing she did when she got here was complain. I have no idea why she's complaining.
No, now, Rouge, only love, man.
Why don't you tell my listeners why you're complaining? What were you complaining about again?
Can I tell you? Because, like, O'Neal knows, guys, I hate freestyling. And O'Neal always calls me back for that. I'm like, why do you always do this? But okay, but, whatever.
Look, here's what I picked up. Nobody likes freestyling.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody actually. Well, except for two people. I think I've had Zabs who enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that's his thing.
Yeah, that is his.
And then there's Reason and there's Thumi.
Yeah,
I've heard Thumi was here. Come on, like, they live on that stuff.
No, but listen, congratulations on all the success.
Thank you
it's,
so much.
I think since the last time we hung out, I've been hearing you everywhere, and I'm seeing you everywhere, which is important. You have to be visible everywhere. You're on social media everywhere. Now, what has happened since then?
Like, it's insane. Like, especially after the song dropped, you know, there were things here and there I was doing, whatever. But I was more focused on my own projects, and I was more focused on just the business state of mind of having a foundation to Rouge. And after the song dropped, like, my phone was going nuts, including you guys deciding to call me.
No, no, listen, I've been meaning to call you.
Yeah, right.
What a coincidence.
That's what all guys say. You know, when a guy is, like, trying to dump a girl, but then he just, you know, he's like, I've been meaning it. I was gonna say something. Nah, but like, the responses have been nuts. I've been doing things left, right, and center. Like, example, sponsorships and stuff are coming through that I did not even imagine I would
That's
be getting.
Amazing.
Even like, because you know, like, I'm Congolese, and the amount of feedback I'm getting from my own home country is also insane. So the fact that they are seeing me and they're seeing that I'm representing them as well,
yeah,
and the calls I'm getting to go there and do stuff that side as well, it's brilliant. I'm really blessed.
One thing people don't know about Congo, you guys are very musical.
Yes.
It's a very musical country.
Very much.
Possibly the most musical in the continent.
Very, very, very much. Like if you look at all the music that's coming out now, like, there's quite a bit of samples that come from the DRC. That's what we're all about. So I'm really proud that I'm representing them the way that I'm doing now.
Now, you put out Bua.
Yes.
Featuring Reason.
Uh-huh.
And fast forward a couple of months or weeks later, the Baddest Remix comes out. So you're getting all this buzz because of the Baddest Remix.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that's the case?
Well, it's AKA.
Okay.
Simple as that, it's AKA. And it's also, I think, everyone have been waiting for the females to drop the song together. Everyone was like, it is time, guys, you know. And whether it be because they wanted to hear who's the best and who's killing it, or whether it be they wanted to see us finally unite and not try and do things by ourselves, because that's the only way we were going to get the recognition that we need as rappers in this industry. So shout out to AKA for giving, you know, for calling us on the song, because he really told us that it's because he believed in our talent and he feels that we have something to offer as MCs, not female MCs, but as MCs as a whole. So
now, the creative process of working on this, I'm sure a lot of people are sitting there thinking, okay, for great female MCs, or rather MCs on a track, what happens in the studio? Tell us about the energy when you were working on this.
You know what? It was amazing. I know a lot of people were assuming that we would probably butt heads with each other, and that was not the case at all. Like, literally, when we got there, we were all in work mode, and we were all in, like, helping each other work mode.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah, like, for example, like, the hook where I sing, you know, we had to come up with the hook, and that was before AKA even arrived, and we were all just coming together and working on stuff that we'd all feel comfortable saying, and we see ourselves performing, and then AKA comes in, and he's so hands-on. It wasn't a situation where he's like, okay, you know, you guys just drop your verse, I'm gonna be chilling somewhere else. No, like, he was there. We were there from like, we started with like working it from like 1 until like 7 o'clock at night, non-stop, because he was like, no guys, I want you guys to deliver something great, because people are going to judge you on this. And yeah, like he was really involved throughout. So yeah, shout out to him.
That's amazing, man. If you just joined us, it's WCN. In studio, we are hanging out with the lovely Rouge, who just, you know, annihilated that beat. The baddest remix.
Thank you.
She's got projects of her own, one of which being Bua,
yes,
which is a song you did with Reason. Tell me about choosing Reason.
Okay, here's the thing, right? I've known about Reason since I was 16. And I said, I want this Bua song. I want to get someone where they could possibly kill me.
Okay.
I needed somebody where they were going to make me work on my verse,
okay,
so that when it like actually dropped, I could be like, I was on par with this person. Because, you know, in order to be the best, you have to be the best. And I want to be known for my lyrical writing and my lyrical skills.
Nice.
So, that's how I was like, first option, it's only logical to call Reason in. Because not only is he lyrically strong, but in terms of just giving a hit song as well, you know, he was able to deliver that. And like right after we asked him, which is brilliant, because this is also the period where I wasn't that known, and he wasted no time. Like, we sent him the song. Next day he was like, I've already written my verse, like, let's come through, I'm gonna record. And he worked with me, so I really respect him. He's my brother. So yeah.
So here's the song we're talking about.
It's O'Neal Africa, Cliff Central.
So be sorry for your wait. Tryna find a name, but get goons and goblins. Trust the government, that's a problem. They wanna make the fun emotions like Marvin Gaye. Like Marvin Gaye. And if it can't make sense, then it don't make sense. If it don't make sense, then you can't pay rent. If you can't pay rent, then you better do less. Get your prayers on time, cause the time well spent. Soon I'll be booking a hotel for my mama and everybody who deserve it can't come. Shots all around me like I got a gun. Don't even drink, but you'll get what I want. I'ma say what I wanna say. 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 I'ma say what I wanna say.
Wanna know what he gonna say. Wonder if he hear the shit them other rappers say. Begging me to load the AK, let the words spray, give him all strays. And I'm thinking, well, y'all don't say. Bang, fuck it, y'all, then the boys say. Matter of fact, y'all a bunch of Beyoncé's. You a diva when you be on stage. You would probably squat if you peed on stage. What a bitch. Reason game. Feed y'all bait when you reach, I take. Cause in each damn take, I'm a beast on plates. And I feast on grace like these y'all claim. Got your beats all day. Job blessed for the cheese we ate. Tell them all that we see y'all fakes. How you keep on thinking that you be on A. Please, be on A. Even B4A, y'all's pre-lump papers. Long before the food deal with the line fish that was greased on capers. I was in the line with the tennis that recited all the best lines seen on papers. So every time I'ma speak minds, I'ma teach these clowns how to juggle these beats well.
I'ma say what I wanna say. 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 I'ma say what I wanna say.
Remember when dance made a killing?
What?
Remember when dance made a killing?
Huh?
Remember when dance made a... I'm going to say it. You ain't gotta listen.
Let's go.
Remember when dance made a calendar? We will go watch it. The masters of rhythm that we make the signs. And girls lost their minds. Every dancer wanna rap. They avoid a 9 to 5. 2014, all we needed was a guy on the track. He didn't even need to know how to rap. Nah, spinning them whack rhymes. But I gotta break my back. Sapologie dans les ghettos. Je suis avec mes potes, kick it like Samuel Eto. Et toi, qu'est-ce que tu fais pour les étoiles? Moi, giving you shows on répertoire. Contracts are co-signed. Out of their both sides. Labels to independent and back to the label. And now I am trending. Can't check my Twitter, you flooded my mentions. Cause I just signed with the best team. That can make a John nigga have a wet dream. You doing extra, I'm doing extreme.
What's your name again?
Call me the rap queen.
I'ma say what I wanna say. I'ma say what I wanna say. I'ma say what I wanna say.
So, is this going to be standard? Like, with each song, are we going to be catching a bit of French?
Probably.
Okay, because it's sounding nice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's sounding very nice.
I have to bring that Congolese side of me, man. People need to know.
Do people even know how over the top Congolese are? I have to talk about this. That fashion.
Yes.
Their essence of fashion.
We call it sarpologie. That's what we call it. Sarpologie.
Yo, their sense of fashion is on another level.
That's what I named it in the song. It's called sarpologie. Like, even in the hood, you need to be fashionable in Congo. It doesn't
like
matter.
They take care of themselves. Yeah. Men men care about their skin.
Sure.
You know, like,
wow.
Yo, they take grooming to the next level. So, no, am I lying?
No, you're not. Not at all. Not
so
at
there
all.
You have it, man. So, and then explain Bua then.
Okay. Bua obviously means speak.
Okay.
You know, I needed to put some South African vernac there. I had to. You know what? I was just like, I'm kind of tired of people limiting us females. Mm-hmm. Like, especially them also like trying to take it easy on us. Like, oh, they're female rappers. Let's not take him as serious.
Yeah,
let's not
yeah.
judge them on the same part as everyone else. I'm like, no, that's not what I want. That's why this song was, I was just talking about everything. I was going into politics. I was talking about being a female rapper. I was talking about how suddenly all dancers are becoming rappers because, you know, people are losing the drive for what they really enjoy doing and just trying to jump on the next thing that seems hot, that seems like a fashion trend right now. Whereas, like, I'm really passionate about what I do. So, yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing of Boy. Hence why I wanted Reason on it, because I was like, if I want this song to resonate with people in terms of I want to be taken seriously, I need to put a badass rapper on it. So, yeah.
All right, so we're still hanging out with Rouge in the studio. We're talking about her career and what she's done. Now, what we've seen lately is there will be music and there'll be other things that you're bringing in, you know, on the business side of things.
Yes.
Just basically enterprising.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in that regard?
Okay, well, oh gosh, I wish I could mention it on the show. There's quite a bit of stuff. Like, I'm talking movies.
Nice.
You know, being involved in that part, especially musically. Sponsorships, you know, and being ambassadors. Like, even things like hair, like, I just also got, you know, I'm the face of, not the face really, but being involved in, like, Princess Hair, you know, because this is my trademark. That's how people know me. So I also want to be involved in that part. That's why I said it's really important to know the business side of this industry as well, because at the end of the day, yes, I do have my love for music, but I want to be here for a long time.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to
you
be.
You have to.
Yeah,
you
know,
to.
And I really want to be an international brand as a whole. Like, Rouge is a business. It's not just a talent, it's not just a person. So there's quite a bit in the pipeline. That's why, you know, I'm taking my time with the stuff I release, and because it's really important for me to nitpick the stuff that I'm involved in. So yeah.
Speaking of hair, that's a lot of hair.
Yes, do you
even own a pillow?
I do, but I don't need one. But I just, you know, as a human being, was supposed to have them, but I don't. I actually remember there was a day, it was so funny, there was a pole that had a really big lamp, like massive. And somehow I was an unlucky person and I walked under it and the lamp broke on my head. Like, it was huge.
What?
I didn't feel a thing.
Of course you didn't.
Like, the lamp broke. I was chilled. Like, it was shattered. It was gone. But I was like, what happened? I don't know. Like, that's how my hair's. It's amazing, man. Like, it saves
no,
me.
No, it is. It does look amazing. Now,
you.
One thing that keeps coming up as you speak.
What?
Mm-hmm. This idea that if you guys excel, you really don't want this title attached to your success.
Mm.
The female rappers.
No, not at all.
So is this where you are as MCs now?
Yes.
You just want to
not
be
at all. Like I
MCs
said,
now.
Here's the thing. Like, for example, you have Dream Team outside, okay? And, like, they are huge. And I want to be on the same level as them. And if people feel that I'm not on the same level as them, or I'm not on the same level as AK and them, then so be it. I need to work for it. I need you guys to take me seriously, where it's like, my gender doesn't matter. There is no gender in my music.
All right, cool. So let's... Can we put that to a test?
Goodness gracious. Here we go.
Cool. So, so let's try this. Let's just try this.
Okay.
So this is Rouge, I believe, on a freestyle tip, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Our first one for the day, 00C.
Yo. I'm going to under, going in and I'm taking you with me. All the people that rocking with Rouge, speaking in violence, thinking it through me. They're so with that, now they're bringing it to me. Beautiful talent to study the UP. You just swapped it up. Why did you do that? I was going.
I couldn't. It wasn't me.
I didn't
me.
Even think of the music.
No, it wasn't me. It's just a breakdown of the song.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yo. Hey, can I go again?
Yeah.
So, check, going down under, going in and I'm taking you with me. All the people that rocking with rules, she's speaking in violence, thinking it through me. Dancing with it, now they're bringing it to me. Beautiful talent to study that UP. Got a degree, girl, you smart. DJ, Gali, just like a boss, I got it since heavy. La pule bunga, the money, the money. While your wallet skinny, won't mind to be chubby. My enemies acting like we buddy, because what I do is forever a party. They're screaming the roof is on fire. They don't need water, cause they got the liquor. You pour it up fast, and my fire can quicker. I'm banging genres together like zippers. I'm not just a rapper, boy, I'm a musician. Before all your money, please pay attention. I'm working for more than my own recognition. I'm working for more than my own reputation. Working for people who lacking the patience. They be like, whoosh, we're patiently waiting. We're thinking it's only the lucky that make it. Yo, call that chick, better yet tell that trick. Got a dude's balls in my hands and I never lose grip. And the truth, I got your boy coming back like a loop, like a loop, like a loop. Again and again, you call him your baby, he calls you a friend. Or call you a chick that he knew in the past. He won't even claim you, he made you a bum and it's not for you. Oh, bitch, how you making the charts?
Damn it! Okay, I see what's been happening. I see what's been happening since you've been gone.
Leave me alone.
Okay, so how do you practice? How does Rouge stay in shape?
Writing and writing and more writing. It's all about, I really like, especially storytelling. I'm really much about that. So what I usually do is I'll just write a random word and, see what I can come up with, that, what story I might want to tell about that type of stuff. So that's pretty much, but I write a lot. That's what I do. Like when I started rapping, I didn't, like, that's why, like this freestyling stuff, I never started with that. I literally was like, I started with writing and I've never stopped ever since. So
that is amazing. And the one thing that also is very obvious is flow is important to you.
Very much so.
Let's
very
talk about that. So.
Yeah. I think, especially as a female, a rapper who so happens to be female, let me rather say that, we're not necessarily known for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily known for having a great flow. And even like, even if you look at the male rappers, like, if you really pay attention to the flows, there aren't really those many of them that are that strong with that. So I made it a point to be like, okay, yes, there's bars there, but the flow needs to always be on point. So that plays a very big role in my music. If people know me, they know my flow is my biggest part.
Dream Team is gonna join us shortly.
Yes.
And hopefully we're gonna do something together as well.
Okay. Cool.
So let's take another song.
OOC. It's O'Neal Africa.
They call me Rouge. I'ma just be stupid on this song because this beat is so dumb.
Hey. And they're running through the city with a high beam zone. Saying part of them, I cheat the beat of Bowsy home.
Oh, you wanna hate on me, man? That's so live.
We just
turn it on.
Turn the music up.
So some love life.
Getting some rap from a lady called Fortune. Now you be screaming my name like you own it. Not rapping the females, that's not my focus. See the beginning, you'll say we were hopeless. But I'm bringing promise, they calling me Moses. Mo, money, more, problems still, bring it. Yo, shout out to X, shout out to Kai. Bringing the heat, yo, we bringing the fire. 21-5, don't care how you say it, we taking it live. I'll take it alive, ain't in it raw. No condom required, to me you'll forever be side. You with or against me, it's time to decide.
Hey, and they're running through the city with a high beam zone. Hey, saying part of them, I cheat the beat of Bowsy. Oh, yeah, every time I cheat, they're a shopping idea.
We just
turn it up,
turn the music up.
So some love life.
Go on, me, 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 go on
But if you're feeling stuffed, sweaty nigga, then you're looking for a trouble. I'm a goon, I'm a goblin. People scheme, I'm a problem. And these niggas can't solve them. Only got my cheetah on the hustle and the haters, I dissolve them. Blip, 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 blip. B-I-G-S-T-A-R, call me Undertaker, cause I'm paper, your cats, and I make your paper. Let me floss now, I'll kill you later. Leave a neverlasting effect like a crater. I'm the main attraction to tourists, like Seattle Tower and Paris. And like Paris Hilton in magazines, like hair poppers and bag of jeans. I'm the main attraction and never see. I ain't chasing after green, green, chasing after me. All the green I see got me licking the green and crashes. Like lollipop covers, niggas, y'all can also be rappers. Like me, big nigga, nope, but no lady protest. I don't even know what to do with myself no more, cause I'm feeling so fresh, let's get it.
Hey, take me running through the city with a high beam zone. Hey, say party in my cheek, I think the vibes we on.
Oh, you wanna hate on me, man, that's no lie.
We just
turn it on,
turn the music up.
So some love life.
To
get lost in a rut, full of sinners, and I am exuded. I'm stripping my son like a nudist. It comes to a conclusion that we are not better than Judas. Cause boy, how I knew it, thought we so stupid. We make mistakes and that proves that we're human. If I am a human, then you are a person. So we are a species, or who are we fooling? Wanna be famous, not a celebrity, cannot explain it. Makes so much sense to me, want you to jam to my music for therapy. I'll be your therapist without a PhD. It will be awesome, and you will love me. I'm like the heaven, there's nothing above me. So don't you worship, cause I'm not a god. I'm just a person who lives it impossible now. Probably lying in the cause of the records, cause I can spit rest it without any cause. Don't need a providers. Metro Medivas, you swallow, just spit on my neck.
Let's go live.
I guess you asked for the best, so you got it. Trying to deny me, it don't make no sense. It's like leaving your wife for a side chick.
Woo! Alright, so you bring it. That's your thing. Like, that's your thing.
Thank
you bring it.
Thank you.
But at what point did you know, like, you have this talent?
Like, it was late, man. I started rapping only at 19 years old is when I started rapping. So 19 was when it was like period, like, because I studied drama, like that's what I studied at university. And my thing was I was going to do musical theater and I was going to be a singer. And after I wrote one of my a song, like one of my friends was like, why don't you just try and like rap it, like to see what happens. And I was a bit insulted because I thought they were saying I can't sing or something. But I was like, all right, I'll try it out. And then I did. And after that I was like, yo, I cannot see myself doing anything else. I need to just keep writing, and I've never stopped ever since. So 19 years old.
That's amazing. We're still hanging out with Rouge. Now, what are you up to this weekend? Are you performing anywhere?
Yo, this weekend I'm interviews for days and months and years. Like my whole weekend from morning to night is just interviews. So I think this is the only weekend where I'm gonna chill. Whereas next week, it's performance after performance. Finally, PTA is inviting me in my own hood to start performing in my own hood. So I'm very excited, you know, like, so check me out in Hatfield and stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right, cool stuff. We've got Dream Team who will be joining us in just a little while. In fact, they'll be joining Rouge, not even me. Rouge and Gina. Gina, are you ready?
I'm good, man.
We're about to turn it up. We're about to really turn it up now. So, yeah, stand by. Don't move.
Love, O'Neill, yeah, baby.
O'Neill, O'C, O'Neill, O'P, Central, O'C, O'C,
O'Neill, O'C, Central,
O'C,
you're listening to O'Neill, O'C, Central,
O'C, O'C,
yeah, baby.
And so is the happiest family event of the year, the Parkview Charity Christmas Market at the George Hay Park in Parkview from the 27th to the 29th of November. The Christmas Market is a weekend of fun, unique arts and crafts, brilliant gift ideas, kids fun galore, big screen sports, a beer tent and a champagne and oyster bar with continual live music. Parkview Christmas Market for a great time with all proceeds going to charity.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill, O'Neill, Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neill, O'Neill, Central. Double O C, double O C. O'Neill, O'Neill, Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neill, O'Neill, Central.
Dream Team.
Jackin' Special. I won't let go of my Kumi, a.k.a. H. Now I'm happy, just as the Afro say. Man, special my guest, trying to so you can't see. We pass you, so I want the vision, CKZ. It's time I get things as I see. I got this, the number, the nation's screaming out late. Twana, I see a baba, Kule came out, he's on tiger. On a road with his hips, Twana, Chico, Twala.
Put one in the air for the come up kingdom. Put one in the air for the summer season. Took it to the edge, looking at my souvenirs. Rookie of the year, yeah, I know that beat. Drink back to the old day. Crown in my reach. All I wanted was a gold chain. World at my feet. Another bottle of rosé. Life is a beach. Oh, I think she the girl in my jeans.
All I miss is Zako. Zako. That punk big boy. Yeah. Why? So we the rookies of the year. Especially everybody here with their hands in the air. Screaming, take it in. Take it in.
So correct, like the remix is on the night, right? You know the blow up, I told them we gon' show up. Now we drop the song and watch everybody go numb. We in the zone now, zone now. The type of niggas that just go and shut the bar down. Bar down. Yeah, we never slow down, cause we gonna spit the double and we bout to ball out.
Say it, say it, say it, ain't nobody better than these kids from S. Ebony. No reason, but I keep debiting for the control and supervision. Got the Remy in the system.
Listen to this right now, given what you've already done in the business thus far. Is there anything you regret about this verse?
Never.
Well, the verses basically.
No ways. No
is there
ways.
Nothing you regret about the verses?
No, man. It just feels like, you know, such a long time ago. Like, it, sometimes it's hard for me to believe that that's still us. That's how.
Oh, nice, nice. Nice.
I mean, in terms of regret, no, I mean, it's part of the journey. Like, we enjoyed this period, you know. Yeah. This was the come up. So, first song, working with AKA, it was all exciting. Big Nas on the track, you know.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Was this the official first song that you put out?
It was the third. official song. It was the first remix we did, or the only remix.
All right, now, do you remember the first horrible song you did? And
you don't have horrible.
Decided,
it was never horrible.
You decided, no, we're never going to put this out.
No,
Are you seriously going to take that grill?
No,
that
this is what I'd say.
It wasn't horrible.
I don't think we have, like, a horrible song.
Okay.
But the first song that we put out, like, when we look back now, we laugh at it, but the video was next level. Like, the video was epic. There's a song that we did. We were still in the dance group.
Yeah.
It's called Kill 'Em Off. The first song, actually, we ever recorded.
Yeah.
It's actually on YouTube. It's called Kill 'Em Off. It's Dream Team featuring Genesis, basically.
Okay.
And Trevor came up with an idea. It's like, boys, stop the dancing a bit, jump on the song. You're like, all right, cool, let's try this. Let's try this rap thing out.
Get it.
You know?
Oh, really? So that's how it started?
Yeah, so it's out, actually. The song we did in 2010. Yeah. 2010, yeah.
But it was one of the dopest videos we ever did, though.
Why do you think the video was dope, though? What was it about the video?
I think the whole storyline behind it, we had it well prepared from start to finish. The person that was shooting, the camera was shooting in. It was just like a perfect shoot, actually. Yeah. And it came out very well.
I think at the time, like, people weren't really focused on videos.
Yeah.
And it was one of those videos that we actually, like, spent quite a bit of money, you know, to shoot. You know what I mean?
Ah.
We got the right... I think at the time, Gorilla Films was still, like...
The hardest guy. Yeah.
So we got Nick from Gorilla Films to come through and do the video. And it was proper. It was proper.
Oh, by the way, they just met with Rouge for the first time here at Cliff Central.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rouge, meet Dream Team.
We met outside, though. We already met.
I actually feel bad now because they just said they were in a dance crew and I was talking about dance
crew. Yeah. Oh, were you hating? Was she hating?
I wasn't
on the
hating.
Dance yes, just, that's the real reason why I have both of
you. I feel you are horrible, man.
Oh, what
I wasn't
say?
Hating. What all I said mean? Was dancers usually become rappers.
Oh, really? Is that what she said?
That's what I said in Boa. That's
you
what I was
really
like.
Say that?
Yeah, you see, this
look
is
at
so
us now. .com, huh?
Okay, but can you guys still dance?
Yeah, man, we dance a lot, man. Like, we also like try and incorporate the dancing into our music. That's why when we did Yaya, we had a dance. Tegede had a dance to it. Shandis, the latest single, has a dance to it. So we just haven't had enough time to rehearse where we actually go full blown dancing on stage, like with the proper routine. But if you watch our performances, you'll see that we dance a lot, man. Like we love incorporating so many elements to our performances. We'll never lose the dancing.
Now, where are you guys based now?
Everywhere.
Okay.
True story. Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, half of the time we're here, the other half of the time we're in Durban, you know. So, we're toying with the idea, you know what I mean?
Of moving here.
Yeah.
Completely.
Thinking about it.
It's not confirmed yet. We're still thinking about it.
All right. Now, I know you guys. Congratulations, by the way. You just signed to...
African Star.
It's African Star.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Which Rouge is signed to as well.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to the family, boys. Welcome to the family.
So I'm surprised you haven't met in the corridors.
Nah.
Wasn't there like a party, a welcoming party?
That's the thing. There's quite a few artists with African Star.
Okay.
So it's not like we all see each other all the time. Hello,
you just
brothers.
Come in for when you need your stuff.
Yeah, you know, you go to your office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just pretty new. We just signed, so I guess that's why we haven't met everybody. We're very excited, man. We know African Star's work. They do very great work, so we're excited to take it to the next level, you know, in terms of PR.
I need you to just explain that to me, because, you know, from an ignorant point of view, it's like, okay, these guys are doing well, the album is out, why have they signed to this company? What does that mean for Dream Team?
It just means that we want to expand on the brand, man. You know, we want to leverage our brand a lot more than we have at the moment. You know, we've grown our brand to become nationally recognized, but now it's time to step it up and take it to the next level. And that's where African Star comes in. You know, they've got a catalog of work that speaks for itself. So even in terms of the move, it's just things that are strategically to build the brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you never want to hit a ceiling. So we also don't want to limit ourselves. And they can help us to expand, you know, into other areas. You know, there's things that we need to kind of attend to now, just more than just saying, okay, we make music and that's it. We need to take care of the business side of things, you know what I mean, and grow that. So they're going to be helping us doing those things. And I think just to add with Trevor is that, like, you know, you need to give people, you need to delegate things to certain people. You can't do everything yourself, you know, because it takes away from being the artist and doing the craft. And for the past couple of years, since we started, we've been doing everything ourselves, man. And like, we just want to focus more on just, you know, creating more content, more music, you know, just focus on the art side, you know.
Nice. Speaking of which, you guys have a new album out.
Dreams Never Die.
Yes, and here's, this is the single that's running right now, Shandy's.
Yes, this is the latest single we just dropped.
Yeah, so.
And the video's dropping tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice tonight, one. On we're going to talk about that.
It's O'Neal Africa.
It's a brand new one. I mean, I'm told the video drops tonight. This is Shandy's. Dream Team, in the company of Anati, he produced the music.
Yeah, he produced the music. Yeah.
There's a very interesting dynamic to the drum pattern here. Mm. Is this something you guys were going for deliberately?
Yes.
Yep.
So did he like specifically produce this for you, or there was a beat that was sitting there and you thought this sounds cool?
No, this was specific.
We sat
with him from start to finish. Well, okay. The whole day just working on the beats.
Trevor was telling the story a bit off air. I'm not going to go into detail much. Like, we were just working on the album and we called up Anati, yo, we just need a beat, man. Hook us up. And he's like, yo, okay, I'm not going to send anything. Come through in studio and pick a beat. So we came into studio, we got a beat, and we're like, yo, this is the one, Anati. We're taking this one. And then he's like, all right, cool, no, boys, you got it. And then a while later, you know, the song was out with someone else. We're like, yo, Nazi.
What happened?
Kill that.
But that happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
With producers and...
Yeah, because producers, obviously, you know, you get excited in studio, you want to hear songs. Then somebody will come, put money up, and it's over, you know?
Yeah.
And in the spur of the moment, that's how songs disappear. So we decided at the end, you know, to just go into studio and make something that will be authentically ours. And the sound that we created, we did on purpose. We tried so many different things.
Yeah.
At first, then we're just like, no, let's go in another direction. Let's just flip it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the progression is just, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's really unique.
It's vibey. Like, it's got that African feel, but it's very pop also. Like, it's dope.
I think that's what we also did with Yaya. You know, it was something very different. People were like very surprised, were new to a sound like that. So that's what we try to do with this song also.
Now, the one thing that we did when you guys were here last, you're actually one of the guests that I enjoyed the most because of the synergy when we were making music in the studio.
Yeah.
So, I have this beautiful lady here from Congo, and we're going to try and create music. Junior, are you awake?
Rouge sings as well, so you know.
Yeah,
Junior, sleep.
I'm gonna use it.
It's gonna be some harmony. You
don't even know.
You don't even know.
We about to.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know how we do, I've got Dream Team in the studio, Rouge, and I also have Junior on keys. We're gonna try and create. Look, you decide. Mm-hmm. You decide the direction of the song. You could start. They could start with the melody. You could sing. You could rap.
Mm-hmm.
And Junior, play something, and let's see if they're down with it.
Got that bounce, Junior? Junior, got that bounce. Bounce coming up.
Hey. Are we good with
this? Woke up in the mood, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the studio with Rouge, yeah.
Hey.
Dream Team in the building. Nigga, we gon' kill that.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell you doing with that vocal of yours over there.
And we gon' kill that.
We gon' kill.
Yeah, we gon' kill, gon' kill that.
Yeah.
We gon' kill that.
Kill him. Kill him.
Tell him we gon' kill
that. Kill him. Yeah. Kill him. Kill him.
We gon' kill that.
Kill him. Kill him.
Kill him.
Tell him we gon' kill that.
I think it's time to set the bar. Cliff Central, you're chilling with African stars.
Right on the keys, yo, we gon' kill, yeah.
Tell you what the deal, man. We just came back from Durban.
Yeah.
Sound is sounding urban.
Yeah.
This is some ABC.
Okay,
Gino,
switch it up. Switch it up.
Give it something hard.
I like this.
Hey.
Sure. Hey. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, Dan, you go in
then. I'm still waiting for him to find the groove.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's see if Gina can find his groove.
Hey. What I'm bringing, about to bring it into a season that was so appealing. Well, rappers say the music's the shit, but it's actual secretion. I'ma make a heathen believer raise his hand like I'm preaching. Adam and Eve in the balance, the girls go away, and my raps ain't got no gender, killing both like I'm Caitlyn. I'm amazing. I don't need no validation from crits. Don't need to make an MC list to let me know I can script. Don't need a rapper to swallow to let me know I can spit. Me and the music are Siamese, you see, we join at the hip. Bet on my boy to see my music legit. No label or management, but I got my name on your lips.
lips, they call me Rouge.
They call me Rouge, they call me Rouge. It's me and her coming through, rolling in the coupe. You know how it is, Dream Team, the hottest group. And everybody knows I didn't drop out of school, I mean I graduated. And everybody celebrated, and you know how it is, man, I'm mixed. I lost the flow, but I'ma bring it back, cause you know how it is, Durban boys never ever slack. Shit, I'm out here dropping the freestyle. Everybody in the booth going crazy, going wild. Everybody knows I've been killing shit ever since I was a child. And you know how it is. I'm trying to get it, you know, forget it. And everybody knows the shit, I never fucking regret it. Never prepare it, coming through with the style. Shit, you know how it is, you know how it's going down. All this rapping, no 31, that's my time. I got Junior on the keys, you know how it is. Told my manager to pull up the fees like Nasty C. And everybody knows every time I'm Nasty C. Every time I jump on the mic, I'm killing this shit. And everybody knows I...
That was really up the top of the dome.
Okay, can we smooth it out now for the ladies? For the lady.
For the lady.
Okay, let's imagine Rouge is the only fan at the show. She's the only fan, literally, like something happened and she's the only fan. And it's an entire, it's an entire, it's the dome. She's the only one who filled up the dome.
What happened?
Can we plug in a hook? A hook from the album.
That's fine. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I'm trying to plug it for Trey.
I was there though.
Okay, come on in. Come on. Come on.
Okay. Okay, let's go. Listen.
You're allowed to respond, by the way.
Okay.
At some point.
Say my name, call me Rouge. Won't you call my name, call me Rouge.
Hey, fresh out of blazing set. Girl scream, giving mad respect, but only one Rouge.
Yeah. I'm gonna try a sexy voice here.
Okay.
Yeah. Rouge, chilling at the dome. When we leave here, we going straight home. Shit, chilling all alone. I don't know what to do. I forgot all the domes. The service cool.
Oh,
you
man.
You know what we do.
Yeah.
And your love I've been pursuing.
Yeah.
Let me
heard
see.
That you were the baddest. Know that I'm the fastest. Get you there real quick. Hey. And you know I don't miss.
Oh my goodness.
Hit you with that real dick.
And hit you with the real beat.
And you gon' have a real fit.
Oh my gosh.
Hey. Want a real
that's
fit.
What that's all niggas know.
Listen. Yo, hello Dream Team, call me Mrs. Bad Girl.
nail done, hair done. Yeah, I be that girl. Pardon me, I'm drippin', no enough from what I be sippin'. It's sophisticated swag, call me rouge, you may be trippin'.
For sure.
Now they got me blushing, I can't even rap right now. Damn it, man. Dream Team, you guys are something else.
Interesting rouge. Stuff. Remember, this is freestyle, unrehearsed.
Oh, yeah.
That's so charmed, O'Neal. They can't. Just let them sing.
This is how we do.
Just let them sing.
This is how we do.
Just let them sing.
This is how we do.
Can you speed it up,
no,
maybe?
This is how we do.
Hey.
Everybody love me.
Hey.
That is how we do.
Hey.
We just freestyle.
Turn up.
Turn up at Clips and
turn up.
Everybody love me.
Turn up.
Everybody. I said this is how we do.
We do.
Seeing up with Roach. Turning with my crew.
Hey.
You know how we do.
We do.
This is how we do.
Hey.
Turning up with Roach.
Oh, Roach.
Hey. Rolling with my crew. Oh. Sit it in the studio. This is how we do.
We do.
We're rolling out with Roach.
We're Roach. Hey, hey, hey. 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 This is how we do. Hanging out with Roach. Hey. 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 Hanging out with Roach. Yeah.
We do. Rolling out with Roach.
We're Roach. Hey. 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 This is how we do. 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 Yeah, I be that girl. Pardon me, I'm dripping on the phone. What I be sipping, it's a sophisticated swag. Watch yourself, you could be slipping. Couldn't be a pig, cause I never bore him. Boy, you looking fit. If you be working at the gym, I got a light skin. Mine a pretty than I probably can. Never did the drug, but I'ma be your humble friend. Did it come along? The question always seems to trouble me. Boy, you looking really important, chilling in the VIP. Pulling all the stops, looking at my cherry killer, chivalry. Ah, Lord.
Hey, you try. Yo, riding with it.
How it is with tweeting and everybody bleeding, and you know when we kicking, man, you never ever spitting. It's the top of the dome. I might just mess the shit up, but I don't really give a fuck. It's Crips and Sweat.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. This is CliffCentral.com.